Carolyn, Bill, and I entered the dining room, and I explained that since George Ross was away on business, Bill would be replacing him for this week. I also explained that they were standing in the highest-rated restaurant in New York City, which also happens to be in the highest-rated hotel. I also told them that Tim Zagat is a friend of mine, a great guy as well as a talented one, and his Zagat guides to restaurants are considered to be the Bibles in the restaurant business. The name is just that powerful. The Zagat guides include ratings by customers, and the editors compile all the information they receive in addition to their own scouting to come up with fair and insightful reviews that combine comments on food, service, decor, and ambiance. It's updated every year, so restaurants stay on top of their game. Then we got to their task. We had two empty spaces that were to be made into restaurants. If the two teams couldn't decide who got which space, they would flip a coin. By the next night, they would have to be serving food and bringing customers in from the street. In addition, someone from Zagat would be there incognito to review their work. I wished them well and gave the floor to Carolyn and Bill. Both Carolyn and Bill mentioned that the two teams looked too well rested, and Bill informed them that it would only get worse from there on out, especially with this particular task assignment. Anyone who thinks running a restaurant looks like fun hasn't ever been in the restaurant business. The margin of failure is wide. I went back into the front dining room and talked with Jean-Georges and Mark for a while. The other breakfast customers had adjusted to us by then and just carried on with their newspapers and conversations. It's amazing how quickly New Yorkers can adapt to anything. I headed back to my office. A bit later, Kevin Harris arrived to take us out to my jet at LaGuardia Airport for an inside shoot. When we arrived, it was hard not to miss it, with Trump printed on it in 24-karat gold. 24-karat gold cannot be duplicated. It looks great. And if you're ever at LaGuardia, be sure to keep an eye out for it. You can't miss it. My pilot, Mike Donovan, greeted us, even though we wouldn't be flying anywhere that day. We went inside the aircraft to film a few scenes and shots, and while we waited for everyone to set up, Mike and I reminisced about the first time we met 10 years ago. He gave me permission to tell this story, in case it helps those people who have interview nerves. 10 years ago, when I was looking to hire a pilot, Mike was invited to my office in Trump Tower to meet me. He bought a new suit, stopped at St. Patrick's Cathedral for good graces, and showed up at my office. We had been chatting a bit when suddenly Mike somersaulted off his chair and onto the floor. He just fell off his chair and disappeared from view. That made quite an impression. In fact, no one before or since has topped that performance. But Mike was sure that was the last time he'd ever see me. Needless to say, he was wrong. He was the right guy, just a little nervous. He's kept my jet on balance for 10 straight years.